Breathe in gently. Breathe through gently. And breathe out gently. Let this breathing be the healing flow of life. Be the healing flow of love. Be the healing flow of wisdom. Now breathe up. All the way up, up to the highest part of your being. Here in unity, this highest part of our being we call our Christ mind. What is the Christ mind but the memory of God? The memory of good. The Christ in me does not represent a person. It is a consciousness, an awakened consciousness. So I like to affirm that the Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. My memory of God is awake now. My memory of life is awake now. My memory of health, harmony, well-being, wealth, is awake now from head toe to head, in every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being. The Christ in me is awake now. And this is the aspect of my being that I share with all beings. It is my connection. My Christ consciousness. My highest aspect of mind. Awake, alive, alert, joyous and enthusiastic about life. So, look within again. Keep breathing. Take the thought into the silence. The Christ in me is awake now. It is my anointing. Let's take that thought into the silence. The Christ in me is awake now. It is my anointing. Let's go on in. Christ in me is awake now. Life in me is awake now. Joy in me is awake now. Wisdom and understanding in me is awake now. Peace, health, well-being, harmony is awake in me now. Because I have called forth my attention to what is real, to what is right, to what is true. Yes, the Christ in me is awake now. So knowing that, let's start to bring our conscious awareness back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. As we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, and fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. Good morning. Hey, I'm Reverend Sean Moninger, for anybody who doesn't know me. And today, we're talking about our I Am, our I Am-ness, and what we are, what we actually are, so that we may see ourselves in truth and in wisdom. Because I think we get confused sometimes, and we start to think we're something that we are not. We start to think in a mistaken way, and it just gets... Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes. That song is called I Am What I Am, but my talk is called Am I? Am I? Well, let me read this from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 18. It says here, listen to me. Holy Spirit speaking. If you don't know what Holy Spirit is, well, that's me speaking to him. Listen to me. And then Holy Spirit says, listen to me. Holy Spirit is that voice. It's that divine voice within us. It is that voice within us that knows. And it guides. And it never guides us to hurt ourselves or another. I do a journal. I have a chat with Holy Spirit, what I call Spirit, every morning. I have it in my iPad. Because that's what I prefer. And I hear things. And all day long, I hear things in various ways. So usually through a divine idea, sometimes some person will say it to me. It'll be a bus laying on its horn. I hear things that says, move this way. Get out of the bus's way. What have you. And so this is why I like this book. I feel it speaks to me. And so I encourage you to listen as I read what Spirit has to say this morning. Listen to me and hear me well. For all that I say to you now is of the utmost importance. Everything that you think is true is not true to me. And I know all that is true. Therefore, I'm going to ask you to let go of that which you think is true and put your trust fully in me. This request that I make is a simple one, although it may seem difficult to you. I am asking that you trust me when I say you do not know who you are, and so you do not know what you do. To know the joy of who you are, you must know what it is that you do. In following me, and then you will know the joy in doing it. Abandon your own thinking, your reason, and your rules. Trust in me, I will lead you to see. The way of God is clear. And so, the problem with these kind of teachings is, for some of us, they inspire guilt, when that's never the intention of these kind of teachings. These teachings are to set us free from the burden of trying to define everything. Not just anything, but everything. We're trying to define it all. And if we would release the definition and be, we wouldn't have any more burdens. We would have the room to supply health to our mind, to ourselves, to our well-being. Thank you. To listen to that voice within that can't not love us, that absolutely cannot not love us, because it doesn't know the opposite of love, because in truth there is no opposite of love. In truth. Because anything that would seem to be the opposite of love is temporary. And what is temporary is not real. It's just temporary. It's a temporary condition based on a temporary thought. Have you had any of those? Has anybody here ever changed their mind about anything? Have you ever changed your understanding? Has anything ever shifted in your perception of, well, let's say your body? Have you ever changed your perception of your body? Even though your body may not have shifted much, well, perhaps it shifted a lot, at least since birth. Anybody? As I say, if you were like this at birth, your poor mother. But, you know, as little children, we had certain perceptions, and we had these gods, whether they were worthy of that title or not, we had these gods, these great big giant people, who were somehow flawed. But we couldn't put our finger on it back then. We just thought, I have to obey, I have to do this. And we began to forget our I am-ness. Not all of us, but I'm going to say 99% of us began to forget our I am-ness, our realness, our reality, our God selves. We began to forget, and we started to believe the world. You know, if these people, these flawed adults, we'll call them, thought the weather was bad, we started to believe them and agree. And here's the hysterical part. You're going to laugh at this. If they thought we were bad, we started to agree with them. Aren't that hysterical? Isn't that the funniest thing ever? That you would agree with someone who tells you you're bad. But here's where we got even. We started to believe it when we called others bad. I think we still do, don't we? Some of us. We talk about each other or the people on TV or wherever, and we talk about them as if they are bad rather than beloved children of God. And we convince ourselves that it's true. And then we go online and try to convince our friends that it's true and hope that maybe some of those bad people will read our comments and then they'll know it's true that they are bad. And then we wonder why we can't sleep at night, why we're agitated. And here's why. We forgot to listen to Spirit. We forgot to listen to that lovely voice for God. Now, in the book of Acts, Jesus called it I get confused sometimes in my Bible stuff. But, I mean, because he's not really so much in Acts. But he said, I will send you a comforter. As he was starting the ascension, he said to his disciples, I will send you a comforter. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. And why would it be called the comforter? Let me tell you why, in case you don't know or forgot. It's called the comforter because this voice, this Holy Spirit, will tell you the truth about yourself. This voice, this Holy Spirit, will comfort you by telling you the truth, that which does not change, about your neighbor. This voice is the comforter because it will tell you the truth about the weather. It will tell you the truth about your body. It will tell you the truth about the full capability of healing and wholeness. This voice, this wonderful voice that lives in each and every one of us. I know this because I cannot possibly be the only one who has this voice. I'm just not up to the burden of being that special. But I know I have this voice, and I listened to it. I started years ago listening to it because I suddenly saw, oh, it's always guiding me to a place where I'm aware I'm loved. It's always directing me to a place where I could love someone that just an hour ago I was furious with and in full judgment of. It always, always guides me because I keep asking. A friend of mine taught me years ago, just ask that voice what to think about this or this. And I do. When tell me what to think about these chairs. Tell me what to think about the color yellow. Tell me what to think about this or that. And I'll tell you something, I don't always hear words. But 6 hours later, I'm at peace where normally I wouldn't be. Now to me, when I go within and I ask, that is my expression of my willingness to experience forgiveness for everything and everyone. That is the ultimate forgiveness. Because you see, if I'm not sitting in judgment, I have nothing to forgive. And so I have already experienced the forgiveness. I no longer have to try to experience forgiveness because I've already done it just by seeking the counsel of the Comforter within that says, listen to me. Listen to me. You don't know what you are. You don't know who you are. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You may get to experience yourself as those things, but that's not what you are, and it is a temporary condition until you wake up. And I am working at waking up. Most of you know I fell almost 6 weeks ago. And I'm still going through stuff. And I haven't had one day yet, though, where I felt like a victim of it. It hurts. Doesn't hurt nearly as much as it did a week ago or the week before that. Every week I do, every time I have a thought, oh, I think, oh, wait a minute, it's so much better than it was. So I celebrate all of the healing. I celebrate every little bit of recovery. I celebrate. And I look at that and say, oh, well, it's not happening in my time frame. Because quite frankly, I'm pretty sure at this point, I would like to tell you that I am willing to experience an instantaneous healing. So that this, the pain, the whatever, the physical part would be a memory. And that I would be living in the full miraculous story of the instantaneous ripple that went through my body, and suddenly all of the pain were gone, all of the discomfort were gone, all of the fear that I might fall down again when I hit a dip in the grass. I'm ready for that to go away, one would think, but then I have to say, am I? Because it seems to me if I were, or if I am ready, it would happen. And so, I've got to look at that and say, am I? And every time we declare, I am willing to experience this, I am willing to have that, every time we say, God, give me this, you got to ask, am I willing? Am I? And the next question could be, Spirit, what thoughts would I have to think in order to be willing? In order to witness this healing that I keep saying I want, this shifting that I want. I think too many of us are way willing to settle for just a physical shift, that we are willing to settle for something to change in the world. We are willing to settle for just getting rid of something. I think way too many of us are way too willing for an instant gratification, but not the full spiritual transformation. Imagine if every one of us today suddenly entered into willingness to experience a full spiritual, mental, and physical transformation of our perceptions, of our life experience, of our homes, of our relationships. If every one of us decided, I want to prove God now. I want to prove that they've been preaching all this healing. I want to know it for myself. How many of you have known healings for yourself that you couldn't really explain? But you know something shifted in you, and that's how it came about. And you'd think, well, if I know this, how come I can't do it every time? It's a question I ask. And I say, because in that moment, I was fully willing. In this moment, not so much. I still have a couple of good resentments I'm holding on to. Anybody? Anybody have any good resentments? You know, this year we're kind of privately focusing on forgiveness here. Britt and Carlos and I are speaking on it to a certain degree. But forgiveness to be transformed, to alchemize our entire past so that there's not one thing we would regret or call bad. Can you just see yourself if you didn't have anything that you wish were different? If there were not one aspect of your past you were trying to change? And David was just reading something by someone who said, or actually it was a friend of his in a group, who said, you know, for 29 years, I've been doing this healing thing. And I have yet to change my past. Yet to change that past. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've changed a lot of my past. Because I turned it over to the voice for God. And it's told me different things about my past than what I thought. That voice within, the voice of the Comforter, has told me, given me information about my parents and what I saw as their flaws. It has told me different information than what I was telling myself about you guys. It's told me different information than what I was telling myself about the subway system and the streets and the people on the streets and the sky and the ground. It keeps telling me because I keep asking. I think it's telling me even when I don't ask. The problem is when I don't ask, I'm not listening. How many of you would like to know new things about your parents and your grandparents and your aunts and your uncles and your teachers through grade school and high school, your politicians? Oh, well, now you've crossed the line now. Oh, might as well start talking about tithing now. I'm going to read this. This comes from 2 Corinthians. And it says, this is a letter to you. It's chapter 1. This is a letter to you from your own Holy Spirit. Listen as you read and know your guidance. Through what is shared through you, you shall learn who you are. Get ready for this. I love this. And it's not just nice philosophy. You got to prove it true. Everything that comes to you for your healing. There is nothing that you experience that cannot have that purpose if that is the purpose you give it. But hear me well, I have said that is the purpose it will have if that is the purpose you give it. And this is because of who you are. If you do not give the purpose of healing to your life, it shall not have that purpose. And no experience can bring to you that which you do not desire. Yet the opposite is true, also true. If healing is the purpose that you give to all things in your life, then all things shall have that purpose, and no thing can occur that does not have that purpose. For you choose your own blessings. And the one who chooses healing is the one who knows that he or she is blessed. And so I beg of us to start choosing. I'm not one of those people who believes in the thing, well, that was supposed to happen. I believe it happened. And I believe that I experienced it the way I told myself to. I believe that with all my heart. And I don't always like the way I tell myself to experience things. It's not always kind. It's not always generous. It does make for a good story at lunch. But it's not true. I often tell myself what is not true because I forget to ask what is. I first want my pain story, my confused story, until it hurts too much. And then I say, okay, so how can I heal from the event that took place, and how can I use the story I made up for healing? How can I alchemize everything? How can I take something that seems so worthless and so useless and turn it into gold? Turn it into something so beautifully valuable to my conscious and to spread the gift around. Somebody wanted to spread the gift around to be ready. To look at my whole past. I remember when I did healing work on my parents. I was 33 years old at the time. And on that day, I realized, oh my goodness, I have almost no tools to raise myself at 33. They were about the same age when they had me. Who said they were supposed to have tools to raise me well? There is another theory that says we choose our parents before we get here. And I thought, if that is the case, I sure found a couple of people I could identify with in my insanity. But on that day that I did that work with another human being, I no longer needed my parents to have been different. I no longer needed them to have raised me differently, to have taught me differently. I, on that day, at 33 years old, had all the tools I needed to begin to bring me up. And I had great teachers to support me in a newfound raising. And I had all that experience from my childhood to be able to have empathy and to identify and to be a part of the human race in a kinder, gentler, I began my path of forgiveness. Because I no longer needed on that day my past to have been different. Now, I have faltered on many occasions, 3 years ago when I did that, but it's 100 years ago when I did that at 33. I learned so many things that I can get there faster and faster and faster when I want to. And when I don't want to, I'm aware of it. I know the difference. I know the difference between what is true and what is not true, and I know the difference of when I want to accept it and when I want to reject it. And so, I am what I am. But I need the voice of the Comforter to keep reminding me of what I am. And so I encourage all of us to look within, to look around and see where you are being told you are good and cannot not be good, where you are whole and cannot not be whole, where you are already a complete being and the life circumstances are not what will dictate your meaning. They are life circumstances. Stuff happens. Life on life terms happens. One of my first teachers at 33 said to me, Sean, if you practice these principles and you do not do things that will turn your insides out, you will never again have to hurt yourself. Life's going to happen. People you love will live and people you love will die. Some days you will walk down the street with grace and poise, and other days you will fall in your basement. It's going to rain, it's going to pour, it's going to snow, it's going to sleet, and it's going to sunshine. And none of it's personal, except what you think about it. So shift your thoughts. Shift your thoughts to say, Spirit, tell me what to think about this. And trust that no matter where you are, at any time, at any place, the voice, the comforter, is here. It's on your side. And it will never be absent from you. Thanks for sharing this time.